Today I'd like to discuss the halachas and the applications of the laws of Shomrim. The Torah in Parshas Mishpatim speaks about four different types of Shomrim. A Shomer is somebody who's obligated, accepts responsibility to watch someone else's objects. And the Torah speaks about four different types of Shomrim. There's the Shomer Chinam, somebody who guards and watches the object for free without any payment at all. There's a Shomer Sachar, someone who gets paid for watching the object, paid for the service of guarding and watching the object. There's a Soicher, someone who rents or leases an object, and he therefore pays, the Shomer pays for the right to use the object. And of course, there's a Shoyel, someone who borrows an object, an item. And there are four different categories. These four categories carry with them various responsibilities. The Shomer Chinam, the one who watches it for free, whatever happens to the object, the Shomer is potter. He does not have to pay. If the object gets stolen or gets lost, or an unforeseen circumstance happens and it disappears, he's potter. However, Shomer Chinam is chayov bepshia. He is responsible to pay if he was negligent, and through his negligence, the object got lost. A Shomer Chinam has to pay for the item that he agreed to watch. A Shomer Sachar is a step higher. He's chayev b'gneiva v'aveda. Not only he's responsible if he's negligent, but he's responsible when the item gets lost or stolen as well. A soichel, somebody who rents or leases an object, is also like a shomer sachar. He's chayev, he's responsible to pay if he's negligent. He's responsible for the item if it gets lost or stolen. But he's potter, he does not have to pay for the item when there is an oynes, when there's an unforeseen circumstance, something which he could not have foreseen, something which he could not have prevented. The item gets lost in such a manner, then he does not have to pay. A shoyel, and someone who borrows an item or an object, he's chayev, he's responsible, even b'oinsin, even when the object disappears through an unforeseen, non-preventable scenario. He's chayev, he's responsible in every case. The only time the shoyel is potter to pay, does not have to pay, is in a case of meso machmas malacha, in a scenario where the object gets lost because of its usage. In other words, I'm borrowing a car and the car suddenly stops working, then it's meso machmas malacha. It died because of its work. The car died on me while I was using it in its natural way. Then even a shoyel is potter to pay. And the Svara de Gemara says the reason is because that is the reason why I borrowed it. I borrowed it in order to be able to use it. If I cannot use the item, then on that condition I never borrowed it, and therefore he's potter to pay. Besides the various instances where these shomrim, these individuals that watch the items that they have to pay, if it does not fall under those categories, in other words, a Shomer Chinam where he is potter, if it gets stolen, b'gneiva v'aveda, or a Shomer Sachar, if an oynes happens, or a shoyel, a borrower, if it's meso machmas malacha, in these instances, he is potter and he does not have to pay. However, a shvua, he has to swear. He has to come to Beis Din and he has to swear three separate shvuas, three separate swearings. Firstly, shaloi poshati bo, he has to swear to the owner that he was not negligent. Shaloi shalachti bo yad, he has to swear that he did not take the item for his own use. He did not abuse the item and keep it for himself. And finally, he has to swear she'eino b'shusa. He has to swear that it's not in his possession. Because technically speaking, a shomer who has his eyes set on an item can tell the owner at the time when he has to return the item, listen, it's not here, it's gone. I was not negligent. I'm willing to swear that I was not negligent. Shelo shlachti bayad, I didn't even touch the item. And really it's hiding in his cupboard, so he did not touch it. He was not negligent, but it's in his possession. And therefore, the Torah requires a person as a shomer, if he's potter to pay, if he does not want to pay for the item because he's free to pay, because something happened to the item in which he's not responsible, but he has to swear three separate shvuos. Today I want to discuss, what is this responsibility of a shomer? From an analytical point of view, what is his responsibility? What is his chiyuv? What's his responsibility to pay? What is required for a shomer to do in order to be a correct shomer? So we start with the halach in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reis Tzadihei in Choshen Mishpat, says the halacha, that if someone is a shomer for someone else, he agreed to watch someone else's item for a certain amount of time, eino yochel lachzeboy. He cannot return the item within that time period. For example, if someone is any type of shomer, whether he's a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar, whether he borrows it or he watches it, he does his friend a favor, and he made up, he's going to watch it for 30 days. Then the halacha is that within 30 days, he's not permitted to return the item. And even if he would return the item within 30 days, within that time period, he would still be responsible until the end of the time frame that they made up that his responsibility would carry him. And the Mishnah Lamelech asks the question, that why is that? After all, we know there's a concept in Choshen Mishpat, Poyel yochel lachzer boy afilu b'chatzi hayom, that someone who is a worker, someone who is a poyel who works for someone else, yochel lachzer boy afilu b'chatzi hayom, he can always retract. Because the Torah writes, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem says, you are a slave only to me, v'lo yavodim lavodim. A Jew is a slave only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only to his maker, not to any other human being. And therefore, even though you are under contract and you have to work and you have to perform a job, you're a day worker, you're a payel, and you made up to work for someone for a day, yochel lachzer boy afilu b'chatzi hayom. You may retract even in the middle of that same day. You can always retract. A worker can always retract in halacha. He won't get paid for the time that he did not work, but he can always walk away from a job. That's the halacha. So the Mishnah Lamelech asks, so why then a shomer, who after all is a poyel, a shomer is watching it for the owner. He's working for the owner. I'm being hired by the owner, either to watch the item as a shomer sachar, or even a shomer chinam. I committed myself to work for you and watch your item for 30 days. Why can I not retract in the middle? After all, poyel yochel lachzor afilu b'chatzi hayom. In order to understand, or in order to give an answer to this question, we have to understand the fundamentals, that really, from an analytical point of view, what is the responsibility of a shomer? Why, when a shomer chinam is negligent, or a shomer sachar gets lost, or a shoyel, an oynes happens, why is he responsible to pay for the item? What's the reason why when two people make an agreement that you're going to watch something for me and I'm responsible, it gets lost, why do I have to pay? What's the reason? There are two ways of learning. One way of learning is because since I told you I will watch it correctly, if it's loy shoma koroi, if it gets lost, then I did something wrong. I reneged on my job. I was supposed to watch it, and I did not watch it. I did something wrong, loy shomal koroi. Whether a shomer chinam who was negligent, or even a shomer sachar who lets it get stolen, he didn't watch it correctly, I did something wrong. Lo shamar koroi. And like Rashi says in Bava Kama, Dav Dalet Amid Beis, Dalet Shomrim, Heim Atzmam Hiziku, Hoyel V'le Shomram Koroi. That the fact that I did not watch it correctly, it's like I damaged the item. My responsibility is to watch the chefetz. By not watching it, by letting it get stolen, that is a maise mazik. Then I'm damaging the item. Now, usually, you're not responsible in such a form of damage, right? In the laws of torts and damages, we know that grama, when I cause something to happen, I am potter. Because after all, I didn't actually destroy it. I didn't do anything. I just let it go. Grama, causing something to get destroyed, bears no responsibility, strictly speaking, in halacha. Maz grama b'mazikin b'nizokin is potter. However, the Torah tells us that since you are a shomer and you have a contractual obligation to watch it, you agree to watch the item, so the Torah says when you don't watch it, it's like you damaged the item. It's like you went ahead and you were mazik. The reason why a shomer is chayef to pay is because by not watching it, he's mazik. He's damaging the object, and therefore he's responsible to pay. Every shomer in his level, of course. That's one way of learning. Or perhaps no. Perhaps not watching it is not a form of mazik. As a matter of fact, I don't even have to watch it altogether. The whole concept of a shomer is a kabbalas achrayas. I accept responsibility. I don't even have to watch it for you. All I do is I accept responsibility. As a shomer chinam, I accept responsibility. It's a fiduciary financial responsibility. That if something happens to it, as a shomer chinam, if I'm negligent, I will pay you. A shomer sochi, if it gets lost, I will pay you. A shoyel, if an unforeseen circumstance happens, even an unforeseen first circumstance happens, I will pay you. All a shomer does is he accepts upon himself a responsibility to pay you back the item. It's a financial and a fiduciary responsibility that is comes forth in this contractual agreement. I don't even have to watch it for you. I didn't do anything wrong by not watching it. Just when I took it from you, I took a responsibility, I'm going to give you back the item. When the item is not returned, I have to pay you for the item because that was my responsibility. My responsibility is to return the item. Even more so, perhaps my responsibility is to pay you back the money, the value of the item that I took from you. If I return the item, I don't have to, I know that absolves me of my financial responsibility. But all a shomer is a responsibility to pay you for the value of the item. That's why you are a shomer chinam, or that's why you're a shomer sachar, or that's why you are a shoyel. It's not more than a responsibility that I take upon myself to give you the value of the item. Just if I return the item, it absolves me of my responsibility. And this, I believe, has a very important ramification. These two ways of learning perhaps clarifies an understanding of shomrim, what a shomer is all about. Does a shomer really have to watch anything? If I'm a shomer chinam, does that mean I have to watch it? If I'm a shomer sachar, does that mean I have to watch it? All it is a acceptance of responsibility. For example, the nafkamina would arise in a scenario where I'm a shomer sachar. I get paid as a shomer sachar to watch your item. Let's say I don't watch your item. It gets stolen and I'm responsible to pay. Do I still get paid for my services because I watch your item? In other words, do I have a responsibility? It's part of my contractual obligation to watch your item? And therefore, in a shomer sachar where the item gets lost, I reneged on my contractual obligation. I did not do any watching because after all, it got lost, it got stolen, and you don't have to pay me for my services? Or perhaps no. The reason why I pay you as a shomer sachar is not to watch it. I don't care if you don't watch it. I paid you so that you should take upon yourself financial responsibility. As long as you took upon yourself the financial responsibility that if something happens to it, you will pay the full price as a shomer, then I don't care if you watch it or you don't watch it. Even if it gets stolen, at the end of the day, you're paying me for it, then you fulfilled your financial obligation. All your responsibility as a shomer was a financial obligation, a responsibility, an insurance policy. And therefore, you fulfilled your obligation. I have to pay you for your services. And the truth is, we find the machlekes about that. The Me'iri in Amafkid says clearly that a shomer sachar, where the item gets lost and the item gets stolen, and he has to pay as a shomer sachar, he has to pay the value of the item that he took responsibility for. Nevertheless, the owner has to pay the shomer sachar, at least up until the point that the item got lost or the item got stolen. Because even though he did not watch it correctly, but the shomer does not have to watch. That's the way we can understand the Me'iri. A shomer does not have to watch. All a shomer is, I accept upon myself the responsibility to give you payment for the item, or to give you back this object that I took from you. And that was accomplished. And therefore, I as an owner have to pay you your fee. The Chazon Ish and others disagree and say no. A shomer, or shomer sachar, or every shomer, has a chiyuv, his contractual obligation is to physically watch the item. And when the item gets lost or stolen, or as a shomer chinom, you are negligent, or even as a shoyel, an unforeseen circumstance happens and it got lost, you did not fulfill your contractual obligation. You are supposed to watch it. You did not do that. And therefore, I don't have to pay you for your services. Based on this understanding that we have, says the Ktzais HaChoshen, in Simen Ayin Dalet and other places as well, perhaps that can with this we can understand why a shomer cannot retract in the middle of the time that he's supposed to watch it. We asked the question that Halacha says that a shomer cannot return the object before the end of the time period that he's supposed to watch. And we asked why. The Mishnah Melech says, after all, poel yachal lachzor afilu b'chatzei hayom. You as a worker, you can always walk out. You can always abrogate the terms of employment. And my job is to work for you and watch the item. I can stop that in the middle. Says the Ktzais, you're right. From a shomer perspective, from the fact that you have to work for someone else, you can always walk out. Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim v'lo avodim la'avodim. Poel yochel lachzor afilu b'chatzi hayom. A worker can always walk out with a contract, without a contract. He doesn't have to, he's not in servant to anybody, only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Correct. That's only from a shomer perspective. From a perspective that I'm working for you. But there's something else as well. You accepted upon yourself a financial responsibility. A shomer, besides the fact that he has to work for someone by watching the object, but there is also a financial responsibility, a fiduciary responsibility. I took upon myself, kabolas achrayus, I took upon myself to watch this item for the next 30 days, not to watch it. I took upon myself financial responsibility. If anything happens to the item within the next 30 days, I'm responsible to pay you. That financial obligation that you cannot retract within 30 days. And therefore, even within 30 days, if you want to walk away and say, you know what, I don't want to be a shame anymore, I'm returning it to you, I don't want to watch it for you, you can say that. But if anything happens to the object, you would still have to pay. Why? Because your financial obligation, your mominus dike chiyuv, your chiyuv kabbalas achrayas that you accepted in the beginning, extends for the entire 30-day period. There is a kinyan. You cannot retract from that. And therefore, says the Ktzais, yes, a poyel can retract from the fact that he's not working for him. And I, as a shomer, can say, I don't want to work for you anymore. I don't want to watch it. But your financial responsibility will always remain. That remains until the end. And therefore, we understand why even a poyel who can retract in the middle of a workday, but a shomer cannot return the object before the end of the Elada time. This is an important concept, a whole understanding of what a Shomer is. And it really doesn't, perhaps it varies between various Shomerim, perhaps there's this combination of both concepts. Perhaps Shomer Socher, and the Machne Ephraim seems to say like that, and Machne Ephraim seems to indicate that a Shomer Chinam cannot retract in the middle of the latter time. But a Shomer Socher perhaps could, because the Shomer Socher, I'm paying you to actually work, to work for me, to watch the object. That's why I'm paying you money. So therefore, perhaps this Machne Ephraim says, I can, yes, retract as a Shomer Socher from working for you, and watching the object. He argues on the Ktzos. But at least, perhaps it varies. These two concepts might vary between the various Shomerim. A Shomer Socher, there's more of a svara to say, there's more of a reason to believe that a Shomer Socher is actually working for someone else. It's not just a financial fiduciary responsibility, but my job is to yoshev umeshamer, to go and work for you, to watch it. A shoyel, on the other hand, we can understand in a better way if we see a shoyel only as being a kabbalas achrayis. A shoyel is only someone, perhaps, who accepts upon himself the responsibility, financial responsibility, for the value of the item. Because after all, you can't really prevent, you can't really watch something from an unforeseen circumstance. To say that a shoyel is chayev ba'insin can really only be understood if it's a financial responsibility, if it's an insurance policy. Because if I'm expected to watch it, there is no way I can watch it from, let's say, an earthquake. An earthquake is not to be expected. So what could I do more to watch it from an earthquake? And therefore, since a shoyel is chayev and is responsible to pay, even by an oines, it's better understood if the reason why a shoyel is chayev is not because he did something wrong, because he did not watch it correctly. There's no way to watch it from an earthquake. There's no way to be a good shomer and to make sure it doesn't get destroyed on an earthquake or another unforeseen calamity. But the reason why shoyel is responsible even by an oines can better be understood because the concept of a shoyel perhaps is because it's a kabbalas achrayus. I accept upon myself responsibility even in any unforeseen circumstance. That's the concept of a shoyel. Perhaps even a soicher, somebody who rents, somebody who leases an item, that's also, we can analyze and understand what type of responsibility is a soicher. There's two ways to understand a soicher. Somebody who leases or rents an object, also we can look at it in two different ways. Either a soicher is really a shomer, he's really somebody who is watching it, he's watching it for the other person, just he pays money for the right to use it. In other words, I am a soicher, I'm renting an object from you. Really, my responsibility is that of a shomer socher, or of a shomer. Just the fact that you give me a right to use it, I'm paying you money for the right to use it. So a soicher is really like a shomer that pays money for the right to use it. In such a fashion, if we look at a soicher in such a way, then perhaps the main component of a soicher is also that his job is to watch it. While he's using it, he's watching it. Because he's really a shomer who's supposed to watch it for the owner, just he pays money for the right to use it. On the other hand, we can perhaps understand a soicher in a different fashion as well. That really a soicher is like a shoyel. A soicher really is like a shoyel, meaning he can use it because he's like he borrows the item. And therefore his responsibility is that he's mekabel achrayus. The reason why he's chayev to pay is not because he's watching it and he perhaps reneged on his contractual agreement and he's a mazik. No, perhaps a soicher is like a shoyel, meaning he's responsible to pay because he accepted upon himself responsibilities, full responsibilities. Just the reason why I'm giving you extra money now, I'm paying you money up front, is so that I should not be responsible in every unforeseen circumstance. I'm a shoyel who doesn't want to be chayev ba'insin, and that's why I'm paying you money. I'm giving you a premium up front, I'm paying for the right to use it, not because I'm paying because I want to use it. I'm paying you a premium up front so that when some unforeseen circumstance happens, like a pile of insurance policy, you give a premium up front so that if something happens in Einus, I will be potter, I don't have to pay. But if we look at a Seicher in such a way, then perhaps he's more similar to a Shoyel. A Shoyel who is not really a person that works for the owner, but rather it's a Kabbalah Sachrayas. And perhaps a Seicher is also an individual that's Mekabal Achrayas. He accepts upon himself financial responsibility. Just he doesn't accept upon himself financial responsibility like a Shoyel, but he pays money so that he should not have to accept upon himself the responsibility of an oinus. But the right that he has to use the item is because he's really a shoyel, and therefore a seicher can really go both ways. Either perhaps a shoyel seicher that pays for the right to use the item, or perhaps a shoyel that has a right to use the item because I'm borrowing it from you, just I'm paying you money so that I don't have to be chayev b'oinsin. So we see the four various shomrim that the Torah speak about, the two main components and the two main concepts that we have to understand is whether it's the reason why he's chayef to pay or the reason why a shomer has responsibilities, is it just a fiduciary financial responsibility or is it a responsibility to actually go and watch it? And the four shomrim can all be explained in that same matter with varying degrees.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Orthodox Union in conjunction with the Beis Havad Institute of Talmudic Law, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha.